Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, coworker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Going to go live right now. Okay, hello and welcome to this edition of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 60 minutes. Yes, we've got a fantastic show planned for you tonight. I am very excited. It's kind of a continuation from last week's show. This is a show that you really don't want to miss. Tonight's topic is lack of intimacy in marriage. Lack of intimacy in marriage. What's worse, cheating or divorce? My co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross, will likely join us a little later in the broadcast. She was contemplating whether or not to attend a big event this evening or to be on tonight's broadcast. She really did not want to miss tonight's show. Because she was excited about it, just as she was last week's show, because it was so exciting. Lack of intimacy in marriage, what's worse, cheating or divorce? If you want to be able to chime in tonight so that we can get to you early, you will want to go ahead and press 1 on your dial now so that you can get into the queue, and we'll go right to the phone lines tonight. I do want to ask, if you're an early caller or you're visiting us for the first time or not, if you press 1, I just want to get your quick thought before we go into tonight's story. Which is going to be a repeat of last week's story with a twist to it at the end. So you will want to definitely listen for that. You can press 1 at this time, and I just want to get your thought. Lack of intimacy in marriage, what's worse, cheating or divorce? I want to know what you think right away before we read the story. Do you think cheating is worse or getting a divorce is worse? Let's hear from you all. In the meantime, while you're waiting to press 1 on your dial, what we want to be able to do is just let you know that we've got some upcoming shows that you're going to find that we find to be very interesting. These shows will be coming up every Thursday. We've got something going on. So you will definitely want to be able to tune in to the shows as they progress. All right, let's go ahead and read tonight's story, because we'll reiterate parts of it throughout tonight's broadcast. And once again, tonight's topic is lack of intimacy in marriage, what's worse, cheating or divorce? And let me just give you my thought, you know, and of course all the opinions that are expressed on Dr. Jesse Walker's show are merely those of my own, my co-hosts, my callers. Information presented is not for legal advice, is not for psychological advice, is for educational and informational purposes only. All of our stories are inspired by true stories. The names, of course, have always been changed to protect the innocent. If by incident or just circumstance or happenstance that these names seem similar to someone that you know, or even you yourself, trust me, the names have been changed to protect the innocent, and this is not necessarily about you. Millions of people have some of the same problems every day in life with their relationships, their marriages, and so forth and so on. So your story will likely be, there may be some components of any story that we broadcast over the air that may appear to be coincidental to your story. But of course, all the information presented is for educational purposes and informational purposes only and should be perceived as such. Tonight's characters, once again, are Lenny and Marilyn. They have both been married for a little over 8 years. They are both in their late 30s and into their first and only marriage thus far. They have two children, ages 4 and 6. Now, just over the last 3 years, something went wrong in their marriage. There was little or no bonding when it came to intimacy. Neither of them had been diagnosed with medical or psychological reasons for the lack of intimacy. In other words, there was nothing really psychologically or medically wrong. In fact, Marilyn desperately desired her husband as biblically spoken of. However, Lenny, for whatever reason, did not want to be intimate with his wife. She has also approached him for intimacy on numerous occasions over the past 2 years, only to find herself being rejected. Now, when Marilyn confronted him about the lack of intimacy, he simply, now get this, you will definitely want to get this here. When she confronted him about the lack of intimacy, he simply would just ignore her and find something on television or begin to play with one of his electronic devices while in bed, as Marilyn would silently cry, thinking perhaps the problem was her. Marilyn is a very, and when I tell you very, Marilyn is a very attractive woman with a nice figure that turned the heads of many men on her job, but she remains faithful to her marriage. She treats Lenny like a king in their home. There have been no signs of unfaithfulness from him, but who knows? Marilyn is so frustrated that she has talked with her best friends who suspect Lenny may be having an extramarital affair, but Marilyn quickly dispels the thought of that. The lack of intimacy has affected her self-esteem. Now, you definitely want to get this here. The lack of intimacy has definitely affected her self-esteem and her ability to function as a mother and employee. She has attended several counseling sessions alone to see if it's something wrong that she may actually be doing or not doing. We're almost finished with the story. The sessions have not revealed anything that she could possibly think of that may have caused Lenny to be turned off from her that she can even think of herself. After 2 years of no real intimacy, 2 years that is, and frustration with the lack of cooperation from him, Marilyn has threatened him with divorce, and for some reason, it does not even seem to bother him. In his heart, he thinks she's bluffing. He does not think she will leave him and the good life they have with material possessions. He fails to realize that this means nothing to Marilyn without having the love she needs from him. She's now tired of crying silently in bed and throughout the days. She's on the verge of finalizing her decision to go forth with a divorce. However, here's the twist to this story tonight. However, her girlfriends have been encouraging her to have an affair with guys that admire her on the job rather than leave her husband because he is a good provider. The girlfriends indicate that she could have the best of both worlds. Just when you thought it could not get any worse, Marilyn is greatly confused and actually considering the thought of cheating with one of the guys whom she admires on the job, who happens to be in hot pursuit of her. The question that I start out with tonight is, should Marilyn be a secret lover? Tonight's topic is lack of intimacy in a marriage. What's worse, cheating or divorce? Lack of intimacy in a marriage. What's worse, cheating or divorce? We want to hear from you. Press 1 on your dial. We're going to go to the phone lines right now. And once again, my co-host, Ms. Camilla Cross, may not be joining us this evening, but we do want to hear from you. We're going to go to our first caller for the evening. Good evening, and we're going to go to 434-470. 434-470. Good evening, and who do you have with us, and welcome.
Hi, my name is Marie. I called last week. I participated in your program last week.
Marie, thank you for joining us. I do remember, and thank you for getting in the queue early on. Marie, just right off the bat, I mean, here you're talking about Marilyn. She's now, if you remember the story, you know, she was thinking about divorce, but her girlfriends have gotten into her head, and they're saying instead of divorcing him, this is a good man, why not just have an affair with the guy that likes you on the job? What do you think?
I'm going to tell you this. Be very careful listening to this advice about people giving you this advice, yeah, go ahead and cheat, because sometimes you better question your friends. Your friend, one of your friends may be messing with your man, possibly.
Okay.
So, you know, that's that. You know, you're giving advice about going ahead and cheating. No, I would not cheat with nobody on my job. Like last week, I told you about a little bit about my situation, and no, I would definitely not cheat with someone on my job, and I wouldn't encourage her to do it either, because someone from that job, it will most likely get back to her spouse.
Okay. All right. I do remember your story. And just for my listening audience, before we go to phone lines again, Marie, why don't you just share a little bit, because, you know, about your story to our listening audience, if you don't mind. We were so grateful for you for opening up last week. So share a little bit about your story. And then, you know, you may inspire somebody out there to do the right thing, because I remember you saying that you did go outside of your marriage. You recall
something? Yes, I have.
Right.
Well, okay. I have been married over 25 plus years. And like I said, I have told my husband to check to see whether or not, you know, was it a problem medically? No, he said it's not. So, like I said, I'm in that situation right now that here it is, we're not having sex on a regular like we used to. Is basically non-existent. So I have stepped outside of my marriage. I'm not proud of it. I do not believe in cheating. It is wrong. I'm telling you, it is wrong. But if my husband is not fulfilling my sexual need, I mean, I still want to be touched, but he's not doing it. So,
okay. All right. So you said that one time before you had stepped out, and obviously it appears that you've given that up. Right. You've given that up. And now, if I'm hearing you correctly, you kind of have the urge again because it's still happening where you're not being touched. So what would you do?
I mean,
what would you tell Marilyn in this story? If Marilyn were your good girlfriend, Marilyn's got a very good lifestyle with her husband. He's a good provider. He's just not being intimate with her. What would you tell Marilyn, honestly speaking?
I feel for her, too, because I have a good husband. He is a good husband, I'm telling you. It's just the sexual part is not there in the marriage now the way it used to be. I mean, I'm used to having relations with my husband weekly. Now here it is. I'm at, like I said, non-existent. It's not happening. Will I tell her? I will not, under no circumstances, encourage anybody to cheat. I've been in my marriage, like I said, it's been 27 years, 25 plus years, and I'm not going to leave my husband. And in her situation, 8 years into the marriage, she may consider, you know, if it was me, I would consider divorce. But where I am now, 27 years in my marriage, no, I would not leave my husband because he has other good aspects about him.
Okay, so Marie, we like people's honesty over this broadcast. So,
yes.
And you can certainly pass if you don't feel comfortable answering a question. Is it likely that Marilyn will probably cheat rather than give up the lifestyle she has? And if you were in Marilyn's situation, which it sounds like you could be in a similar situation, does that mean that you might go back out there again? There's always that possibility?
If Marilyn stays in the relationship, yes, she most likely will cheat. She will. She definitely most likely, if she decides to stay in the marriage versus divorce, she will cheat.
All right.
I'm about confident about that. She would treat. I did. I did.
Right. But now that your situation is back to that, is it likely, I mean, you can certainly take a pass on anything. Is it likely that you might go back out there again because you're the one that said that you've got to get your needs filled?
To answer your question, that answer would be yes again. and I have discussed this with my husband and discussed this with my husband. We need to go to counseling. We need to go to counseling. And he keeps on, you know, making excuses. I mean,
okay.
I have sit here and bought toys, you know, but the toys is not really fulfilling me completely.
Right.
Yeah, it stimulates me, but it's not giving me, you know, that human touch.
I understand. I do understand. All right, we'd love to hear from you all out there. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show, 347-857-1769. Please give us, press 1. I want to know what you think. We certainly appreciate Marie's honesty. Let's go to another phone call. Marie, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to South Florida, 786-489. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. What say ye? Who do we have with us? 786-489. All right, perhaps we can't get to that caller.
Yeah.
786. Oh, who do we have with us?
Yes, Dr. Watson.
Yes. Okay, we can hear you now. What's your name?
Stevie. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. There's air conditioning or something blowing in the background.
Yeah.
All right. What are your thoughts? What's your name?
Stevie,
give us your thoughts.
Cheating or divorce, if you cheat, then you're going to eventually need to get a divorce. So if you're cheating, divorce is inevitable. So that's where that's going at. You know, if you're cheating, divorce is inevitable. So if you're not cheating, then there's no ground to get a divorce. You know, you're just maybe thinking about it, but, you know, if you're not cheating, then there's no ground to get a divorce.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. That makes sense. Steve, we're going to ask you to hold on. We're going to try to get back to you. Let's go back here. There's a lot of background noise that we were picking up. Hang on. Marie, that's actually your phone that's giving us a lot of background noise. I don't know what that is. We thought it was Steven's phone.
Now?
Yeah, that
can
is your phone.
Now?
No, I don't hear it now. Okay, great. All right. Let's go again. Marie, so according to Stevie, he says that if you're cheating, you might as well get a divorce. But if you're not cheating, you don't need to get a divorce. I mean, that makes sense, but who wants to be with someone that's not intimate with them? I mean, explain that to us, Marie.
Well, as far as my situation is concerned, like I said, my husband is not being intimate with me on a regular basis, and I'm a very intimate. I'm a needy person as far as that is concerned.
Right.
If you haven't been in your marriage too long, I'm not for divorce, but I'm not going to tell you stay there. Because if you can't come to, you know, equal why is what's going on, go ahead and leave.
Okay, but you're going to do one or the other. You're going to do one or the other, especially if you're accustomed to being active. You're going to do one or the other. You're going to either, like in Marilyn's case, you're going to do one or the other. And I mean, what's worse? What is, Marie, in your opinion, what's worse? I mean, do you just stay with somebody because, I mean, Marilyn, should she just stay there because of her lifestyle? Or let this guy go? And there's so, I mean, she may not have as much meeting another guy, but she may get intimacy. And then you got to ask yourself the question, how important is having your intimacy met? Or your lifestyle. I mean, that's a big, big thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you, as far as I'm concerned, I did for a long time put a facade, you know, didn't want people to know that there was problems in the marriage.
Right.
You know, I mean, anybody can put on that fakeness for a long time, but it's going to show. And I did it. I did confide in someone, my girlfriend. I confided in her, and she said no. She told me, no, don't do it, don't do it. And I didn't for a long time. But then I ended up doing it.
Right. So then when you did do it, did you tell your girlfriend that you did it and how it made you feel?
Yes, I told her.
Did she judge you?
Pardon me?
Did she judge you?
No, she did not. And I told her, I kept on telling her, you know, she never judged me. But, I mean, from the get-go, she knew, you know, how I felt. And, you know, I don't put everything off on my husband. You know, but I was at a point that I wanted to discuss this with you, and I wanted to rule out, you know, areas that could be causing, you know, this non-intimacy.
Right.
And you ruled out, he ruled out medically. So,
right.
So it had to be something else. I mean, like I told you last week, my husband and I been married for so long that we did.
Yeah. If you're just joining us, let me sort of reiterate tonight's story. Tonight's topic is lack of intimacy in marriage. What's worse, cheating or divorce? Lack of intimacy in a marriage. What's worse, cheating or divorce? Let me just kind of reiterate tonight the story line and the characters of Marilyn and Lenny. Marilyn and Lenny. They've been married over 8 years, and I'm going to make it real short here. They got 2 children, ages 4 and 6. And the last 3 years, there's been really no intimacy going on. And Marilyn desires her husband. And he's just not, you know, he ignores her. He goes watch television. He goes, plays with his video games. When she confronts him, he ignores her. And, you know, she's an attractive woman. She's got a nice body. And the guy's on her job that likes her. And one of those guys, she really admires him. And she's now, you know, frustrated. She's threatened her husband with divorce. He's not even bothered by it because he feels that the lifestyle they have, because they are filled with material possession, which she doesn't care about, or does she? It seems that now there's a twist in the story that she really does care about that lifestyle. You know, I mean, she's at a point now where she's frustrated, and her girlfriend is in her head telling her, well, don't give up. You could have the best of both worlds. Just simply go and, you know, get with this guy on your job and get your satisfaction there, and then you still go home to your husband who you've got a lifestyle with. And, you know, so she's actually thinking about this now because she's tired of crying. She's tired of going without. She loves her husband. So, you know, what do you do? And we've got Marie, who's joined us with a real-life similar story, and Marie has shared with us over the broadcast that she's gone out on her husband, and, you know, and she feels that Marilyn is likely to do the same thing. If you want to talk to the issue, press 1. We'd love to hear from you. Let's go back to Stevie for a second. Stevie, I mean, you're going to do one or the other. There's a good possibility you're going to do one or the other. What do you think, Stephen? I mean, I've heard what you said earlier. Don't cheat. If you're going to cheat, you're ultimately going to get a divorce. But then, should you go deprived? I mean, forever?
Look, we're going to look at this in a biblical perspective or a worldly perspective, okay? Mm-hmm. And you got to do either or. See, when you play oatmeal, man, playing in the middle, playing games.
Right.
And that's what you're doing.
Right.
You're playing games when you want to kind of choose between what or what you want to do. You're playing games.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be in the middle. You want your cake, the ice cream, and your cookies.
Okay.
Man up. Women will tell you, man up and make a decision. You know.
Okay.
And ladies that be going through, he don't want to do nothing. He don't want to do nothing for a reason. You know, whether it's medical, or he got another woman. Either it's medical or he got another woman.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Stephen.
So
there is a reason.
There is a reason.
There's a reason. Stephen, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's take another call. We're going to ask you to stand by. 786-863. Who do we have with us?
Yes. This is Big Anna here, Peace of Zion Missionary.
We got noise in the background. I can hear you. Okay, say it again.
I said this is Deacon Anderson.
Deacon Anderson, thank you for joining us. Deacon Anderson, we would love to know your thoughts. I mean, with Marilyn and Lenny. I mean, the sister is just, she's not getting what she needs from home. And she got a nice home, but now she's thinking about not getting that lifestyle up and just having an affair. What do you think, Deacon Anderson?
Well, first of all, nowadays, Dr. Walker, people get married for all different reasons, you know?
Right.
I always stress to people when they get ready to get married, I always stress marriage counseling, okay? First of all, a man has a role to play in a marriage, okay? Second of all, a woman has a role to play in a marriage. And I think I said it on your last show, when you get married, man, it's a union. A woman is not to walk before you. A woman is not to walk behind you. She's not your concubine. She's your helper. And the Bible tells you that. And nevertheless, a man is not to walk before a woman. Okay? And she's not to walk behind you. You guys are a union. You're joined at the hip. Okay? All right? A woman
mm-hmm.
was created to be a helpmate, not your concubine. Okay? And nevertheless, what's going on with the young lady, I think he's lost interest. Some men, once they, I've heard other young men say, well, you know, we're going to divide and conquer. You know, I just think he's lost interest. I don't think there's anything left in that relationship. I don't know. But however, the way it sounds to me, they need to get some marriage counseling. Because
okay,
divorce is a very bitter thing.
Like, let me just ask you quickly so we can move on. We're going to ask you to stand by, Deacon Anderson. But let me just ask you now. I mean, here it is. What would you advise her if you were the counselor? What would you advise her? This woman ain't had it in 2 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. If I was the counselor, I really ask him. Because, see, first of all, the man is the head of the household. We all know that a woman is the backbone of the household. Okay? First of all, I would ask, what's going on with you? You know, as a man.
Right.
Okay? That is your wife. You stood before God. And see, this is why I get upset when these young people call themselves getting married. What's getting married for? Hey, I love him. I this, I that. Okay, but however, ultimately, why are you getting married? They can't tell you that. They
all
can't
right,
tell you.
Right.
So it sounds to me.
Yeah.
So
you
it
know,
sounds to me
uh-huh.
that there's some interest lost.
Okay. All right. So what would you tell her? The bottom line is, what would you tell her?
What would I tell her? Let's go ahead and get some counseling.
Okay.
Understand?
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Very, very bitter.
All right. We're going to ask you to stand by.
Very bitter.
All right. We're going to go to another phone line. We're going to go to 305-769. Welcome to the Dr. Jesse Walk Show. You're on the air live. Who do we have with us? And welcome.
Hello. This is Ms. Augustine.
Ms. Augustine, thank you. Joining us, Ms. Augustine. Ms. Augustine, what do you think?
I lived that life.
You lived that life.
I had a
you
husband.
You
want to
tell us about
it? I had a husband that I love. I love with all my heart. From 1987 to 1991, he did not touch me. We showered mm-hmm. together. We massaged each other. We did everything together, but he did not touch me. We went on trips together. Jamaica, Trinidad, you name it, we went together. He did not touch me. And in 1991, I found out why. He had multiple other women.
Wow.
And I am a sexy, beautiful woman. And I had a lot of men. I'm a nurse. that wanted to be with me, but he did not want me. So when I found out about it, it was my house. I was the head of the household. I paid the bills. I just
wow.
I say, Steph, I packed the car, packed his clothes, and say, I see you.
There you go.
Wow.
There you go.
Well, wow.
That's
did you miss him after you put him out?
I did. 6 months after he left, he found out he had cancer. And a year after that, he had surgery. And a year, 6 months, within a six year and a half, he died.
Oh,
I asked him to come back home, and I would have taken him back and taken care of him. But he was embarrassed for me to see him, that he had lost, you know, deteriorated so bad.
Oh,
but
okay.
I lived, for a woman to be beautiful, know you're beautiful, and have a man look at you and not want to touch you, but will lay down with you and cuddle you and hold you but not want to make love to you, I felt empty. And what I did is the wrong thing. I worked myself to death because I had no love for my man.
Right. I'm sorry that you went through that. We're going to ask you to stand by, Ms. Augustine. We thank you for sharing your story, and we're sorry that that happened with you. Let's go back to Stevie. Stevie, let's bring you back in here and find out, Stevie. I mean, we've got some twists and turns, and, I mean, this is kind of difficult for some people. I mean, last week we had on the show, we had several women who said that they would not leave their man. They would just go and have their needs satisfied and, you know, still have that husband. So now my question really is, what's worse? Do you go cheat? I mean, you know, do you go cheat? Or do you just divorce? You said man up earlier. Man up and go ahead and just let it go. But give me your thoughts, Stevie, just briefly here, and then we're going to take another phone call. We're going to go to 978-227. Please stand by. Go ahead, Stevie. Are we going to come back to Stevie in just 1 second? Let me go to 978-227. You're live on the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Who do we have?
Hi, Dr. Walker. This is Shirley. My name is
Shirley. Thank you, Shirley. Thank you for joining us. What do you think? I mean, what's worse? With the lack of intimacy in a marriage, is it worse to cheat or just get a divorce?
Get a divorce.
Divorce is worse?
No, yeah. I didn't say that. Someone else said that. I don't know if I can answer that right now, but I was listening to the deacon, and I was listening to the last lady that, you know, her husband passed away.
Right.
And didn't touch her for years. I believe as well with the lady that is still with her husband and him not touching her or wanting anything to do with her. Someone said that there's a reason why. And he may have, like the lady said, she found out her husband had multiple women. And that
right.
could be the case. It has happened, and even in my life that was the case, you know. And I, too, like this lady, I stayed with a man for 30 years. And my
wow.
last 6 years with him, he did not touch me at all. And the last 2 years of that 6 years, we lived in separate rooms, but we would lay in the same bed, just like the lady said. We didn't take showers and baths together, things like that, but we would be in the same bed and would nothing. And I did live that way, but my thing, what made me leave eventually was I had prayed about it because I didn't want to go out there in the streets. I thought, you know, that I'm not saying that she doesn't, but I thought more of me. I didn't want to be used, you know, by someone else. or anything like that, because I knew I couldn't bring him home. I knew he wasn't going to be with me, so I didn't even go that route. I really prayed, and I asked God to remove the desire from me, you know,
wow,
until it was the right time. And I'm going to tell you, he really did. He removed the desire, and that's how I was able to live there for 6 years. But I also asked God to let me go, because I didn't believe in divorce. But I said, if this is for me and you're going to work this out, then do that, and I will stay right here and I'll do what I'm supposed to do as a wife. But if I'm able to leave and move on with my life, then let me do that. And I'm going to tell you this as well. God spoke to me just like I'm talking to you. And he said he had given my husband ample time to redeem me and his family. And he didn't do that. I was free to go. And I thank God for that, because in the book of Ruth, you can read it. I'm not sure of the chapter, but it talks about how Boaz went to the gate and he said the near kinsman, if you want her, you got to take her mother-in-law and everything else that comes with her. And he took off his shoe and he said, nope, don't want it. And that released Ruth to go with Boaz. And so God gave me that scripture, and it was like my husband had released me to move on. I'm not married now, and he did pass a couple of years ago, but I'm not married now, but I was free to go, and I never looked back, and I thank God for that. So that's my thing on that. I can't tell you to divorce. My thing was I prayed about it, and I waited on the Lord. That's what I have to say about that for now.
Okay. Ms. Shirley, we're going to ask you to stand by. Let's go to the phone lines once again. Let's try to get Stevie. Bring him back. Deacon, we're going to bring you back in. Ms. Augustine, we're going to bring you back in. Stevie, are you with us? All right, we're not getting Stevie for some reason. Let's go over here to Ms. Augustine. Ms. Augustine, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Ms. Augustine, that's got to be hard. You know, we're going to take some of the comments that have also come into the studio, but that's got to be real hard for Marilyn right now. You know, she's got to make a decision whether to cheat and keep her lifestyle or to divorce her husband. And the risk with that is she may get out there in her divorce and she may not get another man right away. I mean, it's a risk that you go into. And so when you make that decision, that's a serious decision. What do you think, Ms. Augustine? Just pack up his bags, or she just move out herself?
The decision she has to make is who does she love? Does she love herself, or does she love her situation? You can't stand a situation where you're not being respected. He's not being her husband, you know? And if she loved herself, like, you know, I would pray on it, and I did pray on it. I'm going to tell you, I did pray on it. But I would never have cheated on my husband. I would have never cheated on my husband. I would not do that to myself, and I would not do that to my God, because God blessed me with a husband, and I will always be faithful to my husband. But before I would cheat, I would sit him down and say, what's wrong? And I did that.
I got to ask you this. You say God blessed you with a husband.
Yes, but he did.
If the blessing is with the husband, then why would it be a husband that makes your life miserable? Was that God's blessing, just to have a man as that didn't satisfy your need?
God blessed me with a husband. Was my husband a husband? No. Was he the man for me? No. He married me because I had more, and I realized that later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here's where I'm going with this, and Deacon, we're going to bring you in just a second. And I'm saying, when you're saying God blessed me with a husband, when God blessed, you know, I got to ask this question. When you receive a blessing from God, that's a blessing. Deacon, let's bring you in here. A blessing from God is a blessing that we can be proud of and happy with.
I thought it was a blessing from God. But I found out later it was not God's blessing. He was not the man for me. It's the man that chose me, but he was not the man for me.
Okay.
I realized
all
that
right.
later. He only married me because I had more than enough. That's the only
okay.
reason he married me. People
right.
marry for different reasons.
Right. Deacon Anderson, let's bring you in. What are your thoughts? Don't you think that when God blesses you, you know you've been blessed. You know you've
yeah.
been blessed. And some people just,
most
they don't, they take advantage of the blessing.
Yeah, most definitely. But however, these marriages nowadays, modern day, people get married for convenience. Okay? When you go to marriage counselor, like the young lady said, okay, he married me because I had more. No. No. That's not what you get married for. Okay? The scripture says until death do us part. Okay? That means for richer or for poorer, I'm
mm-hmm.
going to be with this young lady. I'm going to be with this man.
Right.
Okay? Not for convenience. And that's what's going on. This is why the divorce rate is really high in this country and worldwide.
Right, right. Stevie, are you there?
Can I say something?
Yes, Ms. Shirley, go ahead.
She said that she was blessed. She was blessed. God
okay.
blessed her to have a man in her life. And he, you know what? She will never pick anyone else. She will see the signs before they come to her. So that
yes.
is a blessing all by itself. We don't understand why God allowed things to happen in
right.
our lives, but they mm-hmm. happen. And when you get a blessing from it, it was a blessing. Mm-hmm. I was married for 30 years, legally married for 30 years, and I have 4 children out of that. I thank the Lord for that. I thank the
okay.
Lord for my children. I have 8
right.
grandchildren. I thank the Lord for that. So it is a blessing. It's just
okay.
not what we consider a
yes.
blessing. But she learned some things out of that,
yes.
which is a blessing.
Okay. All right. That's fair enough. Stevie, are you there? All right. We can't
yes.
get Stevie.
Yes, I'm here, Dr. Walker.
I like
it.
Okay. Go ahead, Stevie. Give us your thoughts. I mean, this is a tough one tonight. It really is for a lot of people. I mean, I the bottom line is, you know, you gotta make a decision here. I mean, Marilyn
mm-hmm.
has to make a decision, and that's what Ms. Augustine was saying earlier. You know, what it is that Marilyn likes. She likes, you know, is she gonna love herself, or she's gonna love her circumstance? You know, her material possession. So, Stephen, the bottom line, what do you tell Marilyn?
Marilyn, see, people are scared of decisions, making the decisions.
They sure
and,
are.
And see, you can't, it's either one way or the other way. Don't be an oatmeal man or oatmeal woman. Be in the middle playing games or whatever. Make a decision. When you make a
decision,
you live with it, and you suffer
mm-hmm.
any kind of consequences. Okay,
right.
So you have to deal with that. When you're playing in the middle of your feelings and emotions, you don't want to play with people's feelings. You don't want to mess with your feelings. So make
right.
a decision. It's hard to make a decision. I agree with it. It ain't easy, but we got to make a decision. Men and women make a decision, because if you're going to play those, that's what you're talking about, playing games. Not make a decision, wishy-washy, don't know what you want. And most women don't deal with that. You know, most of them, now some of them will if they're really in love. But, you know, you got to
mm-hmm.
make a decision, tough love or whatever, you know.
And
you know what I mean?
And
let's make a decision, Dr. Walker.
Yes, go ahead.
Can I have another thing to say to the lady that's still in the marriage. When she did whatever she did, she told her husband about it, that may have been the breaking point. Because a man can go out and do things, and there's no fault in that. You know, no one frowns on that. But if you're his wife and you go out and do
yes.
something and then tell him about it,
yes.
he's not going to look at you the same way. And that
that's
may
true.
Be what's going
yep.
on. That's the way I have learned that, having male
mm-hmm.
friends and watching
mm-hmm.
other people's marriages, This is why I thought more, you know, that I said, nope, nobody else out there, there was nobody else that I wanted to go to, you know, and I didn't. And I'm like you, Miss, that lost her husband. Yes. I didn't want to go out there with no one else. You know, that just wasn't, no, part of it. But I just want to say to her, that may be his reasoning, that you told him that you had been with someone else and you all are still legally married. And they don't like to hear that. He could tell you all day, yeah, I had her, you know, and expect you to take it. But if you say that you had him, he's not going to look at you the same. He's really not.
He's going to want to kill you.
Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Okay. We're going to take some of the comments that have come in. And Deacon Anderson, we're going to give you this first comment. We've got a number of comments. We're not going to be able to get to all of them because we're about 14 minutes out of closing the show tonight. This young lady, this male writes in, actually. He says, my wife of 15 years divorced me because I was stupid at the time, not listening to her desires to be intimate with her, because I was going through inward personal matters for a couple of years. I wish I had listened to her cries for intimacy. I miss her so much. And he says they were married for 15 years. Why is he now missing all of this? Why didn't he listen, in your opinion, Deacon Anderson?
Well, first of all, he didn't know what he had.
Yes.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes as men, we don't know what we have. We don't know what we have. Okay, you may have an angel in your midst.
Yes.
You don't even know. But you're too busy as a man out here trying to conquer and divide and all that kind of crap. Okay, it has to be a time in your life. Okay, enough is enough. What you got married for? Okay, you have to realize what you're doing. You really do. People don't understand the concept of marriage. When you stand up there and saying, I do, and yes, I do, and all that, you don't know who you're saying that to.
Yes.
First person you're saying that to is God.
Yes.
You're agreeing to take care of it. Somebody's mother, somebody's daughter, okay, somebody's sister, or somebody's mother, okay? So we as men, we got to understand what we're doing, and a lot of us don't. They look at it as, okay, I got her for the rest of my life, I can dominate the cookie. It ain't about that, you know, relatively speaking. That's not
all
what
right.
it's about. Marriage is a union.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got to work together.
Together. All right, let's hold on just for a second. Let's go back to Marie. Marie, sorry for the delay. Let's bring you back in here.
Yes.
Marie,
Yes.
I mean, you've shared some intimate thoughts with us, and I mean, you're deepest. I mean, this guy, unlike your husband, this guy didn't listen. And for 15 years of marriage, and his wife was crying out, and then she left him. Now he wants her. I mean, he misses her so much. Why do you think that sometimes people just don't listen, whether it's a man or a woman? Why they don't listen until it's too late?
You know what? After he has probably, they have gone their separate ways, now he sees what he didn't see when she was with him. Do you understand that?
I do, but you want to break it down for
him. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Go ahead.
When she was with him, he took her for granted.
Right.
And when she's not there, he sees the good in her.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I want to correct a few things that I was hearing the other callers were saying. I have never told my husband that I stepped outside of the marriage. I said that my husband and I have hurt one another in ways, you know, in different ways throughout the 27 years of our marriage. I've never confessed to my husband that I have cheated, and I want you to know, don't think for one minute that I am naive, you know, to think that
is it a possibility that, you know, he could be, you know, stepping out? I don't thought about that, too. My husband, I'm going to tell you something my husband tried to play on me.
Uh-huh.
When we were not having intimate moments, he would say to me, well, if you're not effing me, you must be effing someone else. So that, to me, that was like reverse psychology. No. That's what he was playing on me.
Right.
So by no means am I naive. Because I'm a 55-year-old woman. I'm not naive. I know, But instead of him, you know, that's confessing up or owning up to himself. But I'm going to tell you this. To the digging, Addison, I want to know, to me, I kind of blame my husband a lot, because if you look at it in a biblical sense, you put me in a situation where here it is. Now, I have become an adulteress, but I feel like God is going to hold him. God is going to hold him just as responsible, because you being my husband, this man being my husband, this is part of our marriage.
Okay. Hello. All right. That is very powerful. That is very powerful. That is a very powerful thought. We got to move on. Oh, we got about only 8 minutes. Listen, we got to confine the comments to about 20 to 25 seconds or less. Let me go here. Stephen, we're going to bring you in. Let's bring you in for this next one here. This young lady right in with her comment. Let's find her comment. Here we go. All right. She says, all I can say is, if your spouse or significant other is calling you out for not making love to him or her, it's best that you listen before you regret them either going out to someone else or leaving you all together. It happened to me, and I regret it. Stephen, that's powerful. She says if they're calling you out, you better listen. Stephen, what is that all about?
Well, that's true. You know, it's true when you have a situation, somebody gonna call you out. You said it. You need to listen, and some people just don't listen, Dr. Walker. They don't listen, and they don't appreciate stuff. And you gotta listen and communication. Those are the two. Listening and communication are the two most important things in a relationship. If your wife is saying something, you need to listen. If the man is saying something, you need to listen. If not, the patience and tolerance is only gonna go so far. You know, it's going to get into the point where they get weak or whatever on a bad day, bad night, and something else goes bad and sour, and then you're going to regret that for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life.
You will lose them. That's what happens. That's what I mean. You're going to lose them.
Yeah. You sure are. You may never get that again. Let's go to right. Let's go to Ms. Shirley right now. Ms. Shirley, with the next comment, this male writes in, Deacon Anderson will come to you next. This male, he says, some people think that intimacy is all there is in a relationship or marriage. I think there is more to marriage than just that. Ms. Shirley, okay, that makes sense. But, I mean, my goodness, if you're not having it, what's the point of being married? Ms. Shirley, come on.
Well, that is true. It's more, but that's a big part of it too.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of times people save themselves until they get married just for that reason, to enjoy that with their husband. And when, you know, it doesn't happen, it takes away and it makes a woman feel as though something's wrong with her, because that's how women look at things. You know, what's wrong with me? What have I done? It's always the blame on a woman at first. She always blames herself. So I think that you should just look at it for what it is and not try to blame yourself, but look at it in all ways and see what's, you know, really going on around you.
Okay, I think that makes a whole lot of sense. Look at everything, and you're right. There's more to marriage than just intimacy, but that's a very, very strong component of marriage. It's for bonding purposes. Deacon Anderson, we're going to go to you next, and then Ms. Augustine, we're going to come to you. Deacon Anderson, this caller writes in. She says, I think intimacy in a relationship is very important because I think it is a significant and meaningful way to bond with each other and keep the romance going. Without it, for me, I don't feel as connected to my partner. Is it the bonding? Is it necessary? Deacon Anderson, I mean, come on. Can you just not have it for 2 or 3 months and years? Why you need the bonding?
Again, like I said earlier, Dr. Walker, you got to understand something. When you get married, sir, it is a union. Mm-hmm. A union. And you guys got to work against work with your differences and all that kind of stuff. It's hard. But however, when you're not paying attention to your mate, and that's what she is and that's what you are, that's your mate. Okay? It's no reason whatsoever. You should have to go outside your family to get what you want, okay, from another woman.
Mm-hmm.
This is not acceptable. It's not acceptable in the eyes of God. I wouldn't care if she had a red cape hanging out or whatever she hanging out of. Okay? All right. She's swinging from the tree. Whatever. Okay? But how long that's going to last? She know you married. You know you married. So you out there doing these things, all right? Now, when the truth comes to the light, what are you going to say to your mate?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do this, you didn't do that. That's a sign of a weak man. Sign of a weak man. You have to work through your differences, whatever it is.
Wow.
If there's a lack of intimacy, we have to go and get some help.
Wow, that's interesting. That is deep. We're going to ask you to stand by, Deacon Anderson. Let's go to you, and this will be the final comment we'll be able to take, because I want to spend just a minute or so on next week's topic. You all really don't want to miss next week's topic. Ms. Augustine, he writes in, he says, I was married, in reference to the tonight's topic, the lack of intimacy in a marriage grounds for divorce. I was married for 4 years and ended my marriage because I was personally turned off from intimacy with my spouse. Instead, I was more attracted to her best friend, whom I ultimately had a secret affair with, and later my wife found out and divorced me. In the end, it was not worth it. The reason I had the affair was because my wife told me that she did not like to be intimate. What else was I supposed to do if she didn't like it? Ms. Augustine, I mean,
you gave me the hard one.
What was he supposed to do?
I'm keeping it real. You gave me the hard one. You know, when God put man and woman together, you know, what is done in the bedroom is non-defiable. And there's a lot of women going into the bedroom with their husband and they set a lot of rules of what they don't do. And I think that's what happened with my marriage. There was a lot of things that my husband was involved in our bedroom that I didn't participate in. And I think that was probably the reason why he no longer wanted to be with me in that way. So women, and I'm including me, we have to be more understanding and more open with our spouse in the bedroom and try to understand the man and what they want and what their desires are and see if we can agree. And if we can't, it's not going to work. I'm living proof of that. So that's a hard one. That's a very difficult one.
That's called self-regulation.
Yeah, and you know, and I appreciate the fact that you said you're living proof of that, because there were some things you realize now later that there were some things that your husband wanted to have performed in the bedroom that you weren't open to. Your message to the women.
Not open at all.
Your message to women are be open to that, and I certainly get that. Listen, we're just about out of time, but I do want to say I appreciate all of your comments. My Coles did send me a message. She's at a presentation function this evening. She wouldn't be able to make it, but she sends her best wishes to all of you all on tonight's broadcast. Listen, next week's show, you don't want to miss this one. This is a deep topic. Can your spouse or significant other contribute to your cheating? Can your spouse or your significant other contribute to your cheating? You don't want to miss next week, though. I'm telling you. And so just quickly here, let me just ask you all yes or no, because they're threatening me over here. We got about 40 seconds. Stevie, let's bring you in. Can your spouse or significant other possibly contribute to your cheating? Just as we heard on the air tonight, some people say because they didn't, somebody was willing to do. Stephen, quickly, yes or no?
Yeah, you can. Yes, you can contribute to cheating. You know, you can contribute to it.
Okay.
You know, things you will not want to do.
All right. Deacon Anderson, just quickly here. We only got about 30 seconds remaining. Deacon Anderson, can your spouse or significant other, in your opinion, contribute to your cheating? Yes or no, sir?
Oh, no. Oh, no. We're
okay.
not going to do
All right.
that.
All right. Let's go to Ms. Shirley. Ms. Shirley, can your significant other or spouse contribute to your cheating?
I don't know how to answer that.
I do.
All right. Ms. Augustine, come on. Give us something. Just 5 seconds, 7 seconds. Can you contribute? Then we're going to go to Marie. Come on. Can they contribute?
I did. I contributed to my husband cheating. I did.
All right.
I was not open.
Time.
I was not open at all.
All right. Marie, let's go to you. Can your spouse or significant other contribute to your cheating?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
And I agree. Listen, we're completely out of time. We want to thank all of you all for joining us on tonight's broadcast. Those of you all that we weren't able to get to, please don't give up on us. You got to call in early enough and press 1 on your dial to get into the queue. Listen, we appreciate you all comments tonight. Join us here tomorrow for your half-hour inspirational program. And, of course, if you choose to bypass tomorrow night's broadcast, join us back here live next Thursday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show when the topic will be, can your spouse or significant other contribute to your cheating? You don't want to miss that show. Until tomorrow, until next Thursday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God. Good night, everybody. That's a wrap.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.